9:30 on a Thursday morning, and that makes a great opportunity for me to spend about a half an hour with Brad Dungeus from Dungeus Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change and also the low price battery guarantee. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. Yes, you might need that battery this morning with the light rain we've got going on, and if you're car gets going and you don't have it, it might be a little inconvenient. But
I pulled in a week ago and got a new set of wiper blades. I had to go in and pay for the wiper blades, and they it was about maybe a minute longer by the time I got back to the car, and they were done.
Yeah. They were done. Now that doesn't take very long if that's all you need.
Yeah.
But we can also, while we're doing it, just add a few more seconds to actually test your battery if you're concerned about it. We've got an amperage tester, so we could be happy to take care of that for you too while you're in getting your wiper blades replaced.
Good idea.
But it's a busy time of year at the dealership. We're all getting ready for the holidays too, and our big year-end sales events. We've got Toyotathon going on, and our year-end events with Ford and Lincoln also. Great deals. It's the final crescendo of the model year-end switchover for the 2018s to the 19s, and probably pretty soon we'll have 20s on the ground. But that's constantly going on these days. But we've got some great deals on all kinds of popular vehicles. Everything from the Toyota Highlander to, Ford F-150s and Lincoln MKXs. Lots of great vehicles and deals. You can see all about it on our website at DungeusChoice.com and get to all the showrooms and see what the manufacturer rebates and interest rates are these days, plus the Dungeus discount. And all right there at your fingertips on your phone or your tablet.
That's right. I have asked on this program numerous times, when's the best time to trade vehicles? And calendar-wise, this is a great time to trade.
Yeah, everybody points to this time of year, especially towards the end of the year. It's a big, from a dealership point of view, we do have some tax things we do with inventory that are going to come the witching hours at the end of the year. We also get the realities of a lot of our customers if they're in business, or whether you're a farmer or a farmer rancher, a small business or something.
Mm-hmm.
You for tax reasons may want to put something into service this year, and exchange inventory. We see a lot of that this time of year. Lots of people searching for that specific vehicle too. That's mm-hmm. hard to find right now. Actually, as we get into this time of year, we do a lot of locating of vehicles and dealer locating all over the country, just looking for things, because some of this, it does get a little bit picked over when mm-hmm. when we're in the last part of the model year and closeout. But this with that going on and to the end of the year, the manufacturer certainly put a lot into it with their rebates and incentives, and typically at that last week of the year is one of the busiest times of the year for us.
Yeah, but still, that you find time to come in here a week from today to be part of the big giveaway. And
oh, sure. It's going to be a great day. We love the Christmas program you guys do. The Green Country Christmas is a great tradition here, and definitely loved giving out those tickets at Dungeus. And
this is our 19th year for it, and we already, our businesses like Dungeus have distributed more than 1 million tickets.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, it just is. And, I know people are winning every day, and we're getting closer and closer to the big prizes, and I will be in to hopefully give that away when we give away our big grand prize.
Yeah, which is, it's a great buy. Tires, balanced, the whole works.
The whole works. Yeah. We're going to do a complete detail on your vehicle. All kinds of other services come with it. So it's a great way to take care of your car and get great value too.
Absolutely. So thank you for your part in that.
But sure. We'd love to do that.
Yeah. And of course, like you say, it won't be too many more months. The 2020s will be hitting the rack.
So. That's right. 19 years. This is our 50th year selling Toyotas in Bartlesville, Oklahoma here, Charlie. That's something we need to always remember to talk about. That's unique. We are the oldest Toyota dealer in the state,
mm-hmm.
and that's something we're really proud of and celebrating this year in the Toyotathon celebration that we've got going on every year this time of year. So come on down and check all the great Toyotas out, and we've always got good refreshments for you there, and come celebrate our birthday, and we'll have a have a snack.
Thanks to people like your grandfather that made those decisions early on.
You know, it is about what those decisions he made, and that's a lot of what we do. You think about it, there's a lot of changes in the car business all the time these days with dealers coming and going. But, you know, when he got to Bartlesville, he really put his roots down here. We've been here for three generations now, and for over 77 years, we're really proud of that. That's something that we take a lot of pride in.
Yeah, and being involved in the community with everything from the Price Tower to Legion Baseball and
Boys and Girls Club. Last Friday's event at the Boys and Girls Club,
that
the Youth
neat.
Of the Year, was one of the best ever. I love it, that event. Of all the ones that we have every year, it's one of the most special because they really focus on the kids at the club. And, you know, the kids, there's so many kids at the club. If you go in the afternoon, there's hundreds of kids there. It's an active, loud place. And so it's hard to capture that and show it to everybody in one moment. But they do a great job here where they really bring they had six finalists, kids that had been in the club for many years. And one great winner won the Youth of the Year. He gets scholarships and opportunities to move on to the State Youth of the Year contest and regional contest where he can win additional scholarships. And, you know, his story was great, but all the finalists had great stories, and all the kids at the club have a great story, and what a great facility they have now, too. So we were really proud to be out there this week. A lot of stuff going on down at the community center, too, this time of year. And I've got my friend Joe Boffin from the community center here to talk to us about what's going on.
Well, we're delighted to able to present the Bartlesville Civic Ballet Nutcracker this weekend.
That is Nutcracker Week.
It is Nutcracker Week, and I'm sure you know about that, Brad, since you and Kimberly are the parents of Fritz, who is your son, Bodie, who's playing in the Nutcracker this year.
Uh-huh.
But the Bartlesville Civic Ballet has been working really hard, and they've loaded into the community center last weekend, and there's rehearsals every night. This is really exciting. I think the Nutcracker is the whole season for families.
It's a great tradition in Bartlesville, and you know, one of those things that another one of those organizations, the Bartlesville Civic Ballet, that's been around for so many years and given so much. And this is the seminal event that, you know, everybody thinks of at the holiday, and a good reason to come out to the community center and spend some time with your family. And there's two shows this weekend.
Right. We're really excited that we've got Saturday night, the 15th, is a 7:30 show. And if nighttime shows are not good, if you're bringing grandchildren that don't want to stay up late, we've got a Sunday afternoon matinee at 2 o'clock. And the ticket office at the Bartlesville Community Center is open from 9 to 5 on business days. You can call 918-336-2787. But I think, honestly, the easiest way to get tickets is just to go online. You can go to BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com. You can draw up the whole seating chart, make your selection of seats, pay with your credit card, put your tickets in will call, and you don't even have to come down until before the performance.
Right. And it is such a community event. You mentioned that our son, Bodie, is Fritz, and I've had our children in it from being the little couch mouse running around the couch. William was that, I think, the first year we ever were involved in it, and I've watched it from behind the stage, from in front of the stage, many times.
There are some non-dancing roles that I think you would fit very well.
Well, the exciting thing this year is that Soli Arvola and our local Katie Matney are the co-artistic directors this year.
Yeah.
They are doing a fantastic job.
It's a beautiful set, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful event.
Well, Mindaugas Brazis and Valula Petrus are the husband and wife guest artists this year. And they're in the opening party scene, which I think everyone is familiar with, the biggest Christmas tree on stage.
Right.
And all of the guests are coming in, and Clara is looking forward to her holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really one of those family shows that people have really learned to enjoy, and we get repeat people every year. I can go back. I had a son who was dancing in it. He was in the Arabian dance.
Really?
And that goes way, way back. But you say, Brad, it's just a family tradition.
I don't know how many years the Nutcracker's been held in Bartlesville. We've had the event. Do you know?
I honestly can't tell you how many years. It just goes way back.
Well, then your guest artists, this is a return visit for them. I'm not sure how many years they've done it, but I know they're returning artists anyway.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And I think the fun thing about this is that you've got the family gathering in the living room to start with the first act, but then you go into the second act and you go into those wonderful popular scenes that give all of the students a chance to perform.
Right.
And it opens it up to so many of the young people in the community.
Well, and that's neat, because you do have these visiting artists that are obviously well-established dancers. And then you also have the company and local dancers from other places that come and work out and try out and audition and become part of the program. And it is about local people in there in all the roles, really. I mean, in almost every role, it's somebody, whether you're a couch mouse or the family scenes and the party scene you mentioned, or local people who dance. And
I think that particularly the young ladies in the community always look forward to being in the snow scene and the land of the snow and the snowflake dancing. And it's just a beautiful, soothing, gorgeous scene. And then you have the short specialty dances of, you've got the Spanish dance and the Arabian dance, the Russian dance, the Chinese dance. It just gives everybody an opportunity, and you don't have to be an expert ballet dancer in order to be in some of these scenes, but it's just the opportunity that's offered.
Yeah. But some of them are very challenging roles that are more or less held back for the senior students that are finally ready to tackle some of that tough stuff.
Oh, yeah, and they've been doing it for years and work so hard.
And they work up to it, and they look forward to it, and they anticipate. And as you say, they can start out as a little mice running around or all sorts of things. They can be in the fighting that goes on with it. And Clara this year is being danced by Alyssa Fowler, and she is doing an unbelievable job. And the pas de deux with Alyssa Fowler as Clara and Valula as the Sugar Plum Fairy is just an exquisite performance of really outstanding dancers.
Well, and that's typical for any ballet, that you pick the two good ones out for the pas de deux. It just works out that it's usually a challenging dance.
Yeah. Well, tickets for this are very reasonable. It's $25 for adults, and it's $13 for students.
Great.
Keep in mind that you've got a busy weekend now, but you've still got time to come on Saturday the 15th at 7:30, or come Sunday after church or whatever you happen to be doing on Sunday morning. Come for a 2 o'clock matinee.
And grab something for dinner and head downtown for some ice skating.
That's exactly right.
Is there the Nutcracker shop and the stuff going on outside? Is that happening again this
year?
It
will be in the community hall, and there will be refreshments after each performance for people who attend. And as you say, come down for Christmas in the Ville and do all sorts of things and add the Nutcracker.
There's so much going on in Bartlesville, and it's such an exciting time for the community center.
It's a fabulous time.
You know, you've got so many other events going. We focused on the ballet and the Nutcracker this weekend, but there's lots of other stuff coming on. You still have Broadway in the Ville stuff happening. We're all looking forward to the new Tower Center at Unity Square what might come of that. And I wondered if you guys have begun to vision about what kind of events you might have out there. Has that been talked about at all?
Actually, the planning committee for the Unity Square has been talking about it. There are designs created now, and there's going to be a stage, and it'll be available, and it will be available for free presentations. There'll be areas that people can bring their lawn chairs and sit and watch things.
It's a great design.
Oh, it is a fabulous design, and it's been something that's badly needed in town. I think that both the Price Tower and the Community Center are thrilled to be able to offer this area to the community.
Yeah. And I know they're looking forward to breaking ground on that later this spring. I think the latest I've heard is maybe in March, or sometime around March 1st.
That is the date I've heard. It's not set,
but I think we're getting closer. Before we know it, in less than a year, we'll probably be having events out there.
I think we will. I think right now you've got some major mechanical things and some sewer problems that need to be addressed. And the beauty of it is that it's already being marked out of where the different utilities are, so they can start work on it this spring, as you say, Brad.
Yeah, no, I think we're real close, and that's going to be really exciting. Tell us a little bit about other things coming up at the community center so people can get them on their calendar. It's a busy time of year. I'm sure you've got other holiday things going on.
I saw the sign for the short season on Broadway.
Short season begins in February with Legally Blonde. And we are very thankful that we have been so busy this fall, and there have been all sorts of things. I think really the staff is looking forward to having a quiet time.
Holiday season. That's great.
Holiday season. Because
you're dark after the Nutcracker, pretty much, aren't you?
We are, and actually we are closed between Christmas and New Year's, and the civic clubs are not meeting because they recognize their persons are also busy with people out of town. Uh-huh. But then we go into the spring. Right now, we're finishing up with some major Christmas parties that various organizations have scheduled. And it's just fun to see what each group chooses to do for their employees. And we have fun watching them set up and what they offer to them. It's just another giving to the community.
Yeah. For things like ballet, the Broadway series, I realize that is probably a year or more in advance plan as far as booking the acts and getting everything set for a season like that.
That's right, Charlie. And right now we are actively looking for shows for the 2019-2020 season. Bartlesville does have one small disadvantage in that we can only have a show for one night here with our audience population. And we're actually second in line by the major cities who were able to hold them for a week. So we are working on the schedules right now for it. I wish I could tell you more about it, but nothing's firm yet. But
I treat you the same way I would the economic development people. I'll ask the questions, but I don't necessarily expect an answer.
Well, just know that we're working on it, and we're going to be starting. We're working toward our 18th season of Broadway in Bartlesville. This is our 17th season, and it's becoming more and more popular, and we're finding, which doesn't surprise me in the least, that our audiences are a big draw from not only Northeast Oklahoma, but from Southeast Kansas. People are not quite as eager to drive into Tulsa as coming back late at night, and we are finding that we have a great number of season ticket holders who are coming from within the 50-mile radius here.
And, of course, that's always been the case with such a great community resource.
Well, and find that with your dealership, too. They like to be local. They like to support local, and they are tired of driving all over.
Well, and it is so important we have the great resource of a community center that gives the access to things like the ballet, the symphony, the programs like the Broadway program that wouldn't be in a place like Bartlesville if we didn't have a place where they could perform and do what they do.
And the Choral Society gave a fabulous Christmas program.
Sure.
And not only that, but they had the Bartlesville Jazz Choir came in and did part of the program. And people were thrilled to hear how outstanding the students have become with their jazz choir. Again, Brad, we'll give credit to your son, William, who is in it. But, I mean, you have participated in the community all of these years, and your family is now, too. And I think that's the exciting thing.
Well, they are talented kids. We had them at Rotary this week, and they really impressed everyone. They have a great program, and if you get a chance to check that out, definitely see the Bartlesville Jazz Choir singing their holiday program. It's very nice.
Don't forget then Saturday the 15th at 7:30, and if it doesn't work Saturday night, Sunday the 16th at 2:00.
Yep. And you can go online to BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com and check out the ticket availability. I haven't looked, so to say there are always great seats available.
There is no such thing as a bad seat in the community center.
It really is amazing. And there will be a good big crowd for these, and there always is. And so you want to go ahead and get your tickets. It's a Christmas tradition, and it's right here this weekend. So let's everyone get online and get those tickets. Thank you so much for coming in, Joe, and letting us know what's going on.
You're available for other things, just family gathering, wedding receptions and everything?
Oh, the community center has all sorts of spaces available. They have the studio, they have the Lion Gallery in the community center. Mm-hmm. We're available for fundraisers, for civic
always
things.
There's stuff like art. It's hanging in the gallery all the time. There's an art show now, I believe.
Yes, we have different shows coming in up in the gallery. You don't have to have a massive event. The rentals are very reasonable, and you can rent them for a short period of time. We do not provide caterers, but we have a full licensed kitchen, and you can bring in whatever you would like to do. So the community center is literally what the name says. It is available to the community at extremely reasonable rates for those people to enjoy.
Yeah. That's a great, great deal. Great asset to our community.
Thank you, Joe, for what you and everybody else do for us.
We are delighted to help the community. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Appreciate sure. Thank in. You, Joe. Yeah, there's always good stuff going on down there. And I was also downtown this week and had a chance to try some of the new menu stuff at Copper that Chef Albert Ducre Nook is creating for us. And that his new menu will be out very soon. I don't remember if they were opening today with it or tomorrow, but give them a call down there and find out. And it is going to be outstanding. It's got a little bit more of a New Orleans influence. Got some outstanding dishes. Everyone will be surprised and welcome Albert to the town.
I'll do the same thing I did with Joe. Give us a hint. What did you like?
Oh, I think that there's a crab bisque that's really, really good. And then, everything was good. There's a burger that has fried green tomato on it that's really yummy. Mm-hmm. I had red beans and rice that has some fried chicken, kind of a traditional Southern combination dish. Mm-hmm. There's some lighter stuff. It's all really good. Everything is really yummy. So,
okay. Sounds like a good idea. And of course, if you're going this week, they still get green tickets. So go down.
That's right. Yeah. So everybody check that out and be sure to check out the gift shop at the Copper at Price Tower too this time of year. If you're shopping for a unique Bartlesville type gift, they have interesting things there. That what's nice when you buy something whether you're going to the restaurant or having dinner or buying something at the shop, all the proceeds from that go to support the Price Tower Arts Center, the organization that maintains the tower itself and keeps the building alive. Just heating and air conditioning and maintaining the building are very expensive every year.
Tickets are available for the Olive Drop, too.
Yes, Olive Drop is right around the corner, and Albert will be doing two seatings that night for dinner, and I know that will definitely sell out, so if you're interested in that, get those. The second seating will include the build-up to the New Year's celebration and the famous Olive Drop that we do every year. Yeah, as you mentioned,
it will be. So, if you haven't been there, you are missing out. If you have, you know why you need to go back.
That's right. Then lots of other exciting stuff going on between now and then. Christmas in the Ville downtown is. If you haven't been down to check that out, the chamber and all their partners will do a great job down there, and the ice skating rink has been very busy, and that they'll have entertainment again this Friday night, I don't remember who it is, but every Friday night there's entertainment, and we'll have a big celebration down there, so come check that out, and hopefully the rain will stop by then. I think it's supposed to.
Should be. We're down to about a 20% chance for Friday night, so yeah. I would say
looking a little better, and we needed the rain, definitely.
We don't get a lot of rain in December, so this will be welcome to just your lawn and garden and all the things that keep us green.
That's right. And as we mentioned at the top of the show, if you find you need some new windshield wipers while you're driving around in your car out there today and just need a new wiper, pull into one of our service drives. We'll be happy to put those on for you. We've got both the traditional style and the blade style wipers for you to choose from. They're very reasonable, and we'll install them for you. I checked on availability in the shops, and we're not too busy today. In the rain, sometimes it gets a little bit quiet, but it wasn't crazy, so there weren't long lines in either store right now for an oil change, just on a drop-in basis. And there's still some appointments available in the next few days. If you want to get online and schedule one of those, we'll be happy to be ready for you when you come in.
I'll bet the detail shop is getting busy, though.
Oh yeah, no, they're very busy always this time of year, and we do sell. We even have been selling some gift certificates and things for the detail shop. They definitely will do that if you're interested in just getting somebody something special. That's a way to help for them to take care of their car, and it's a great deal for you too.
And the nice thing about the gift certificate, maybe they choose to reserve it till, you know, after a break, a winter event when you really want to clean
you
up.
You can
the
use it whenever you like, and that's the nice thing. Even a big prize package.
Sure.
When we give that away next week, we'll be looking to give away a set of tires, some auto services, a detail, and you can use that when you need it over the next year so that you have a full year to use that, and it's a great, great deal, and looking forward to coming in and pulling that prize.
When somebody comes in to buy a new car, or they're looking at buying a new car, thinking about buying a new car, just interested in what the new cars are looking like, is it a good idea to set some kind of an appointment for a test drive or something like that?
Of course it is. You know, truthfully, that allows us to be ready for you. I mean, our goal is to help you buy the car. There's not really much else, you know, when you think about it. I'm a car dealer. I'm proud to sell cars, and I want to be your friend in the car business. That's pretty much what the whole point of the show is. But the truth is, yeah, if you let us know when you're coming in, what you're interested in, we can be ready for you. We can have the vehicle ready. We can even do some things that make your time with us more efficient. If we want to start the process of evaluating your trade or arranging loans, stuff like that, well, a lot of that can be done before you even come into the dealership these days. You know, people spend so much time researching what they're purchasing in today's world, and especially on a big purchase like a vehicle, when there's so many choices and all the new technology coming at you. You know, I think that's kind of daunting to people probably at times. And, you know, that's why a place where we can help is you help you understand why things are a certain way. If that's something you were interested in, what you want. A lot of times we see people want vehicles and arrangements of different options that aren't necessarily always out there in a commonly built vehicle. And that's just based on how vehicles are sometimes parts availability and other things, but also just on the most common vehicles that are sold. And sometimes there's ways that they bundle those that just force things that happen in
sure.
that. And that's not something we can control, but it's something that makes a big difference when you're narrowing it down to a specific vehicle, which people do, and you can't really tell is that vehicle going to be available or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a big difference sometimes on the price of the vehicle.
Sure.
Because if it's a really rare vehicle that's hard to find, then it's just going to be harder to get our hands on. And if it's a very common vehicle that everybody has, obviously it's really out there. But at any one time, there's always special deals. And this time of year, for sure, we've got some really great deals on all kinds of popular vehicles. I talked a lot about the year-end event stuff going on or at the top of the show. But, you know, I've got lots of 2018 Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln vehicles, Highlander, Edge. You know, the one kind of vehicle I draw your attention to is the Lincoln MKC. The Toyota RAV4 and the Ford Escape. These are three small SUVs. They're really class leaders in each of their niches. The Ford, I think, particularly with technology and comfort and flexibility of the vehicle, the Lincoln takes that and adds a lot of luxury to it, a lot of comfort, and even more technology, safety, and equipment and ride, all in a small package for a small SUV. And then on the Toyota side, we've got the RAV4, which was really created that segment of a small SUV vehicle,
yeah.
and it's the best-selling Toyota these days is overtaking Camry. But the RAV4 is a standing value, too. And at our dealership, you can look at all three of them. And we've got deals on all three right now. I mentioned the F-150s. We've got three or four F-150s that are special deals, a Platinum, a Lariat, and an XLT. They're all four-wheel drive vehicles. those three are just need to go. They're all coming up on a birthday, which means I've owned them for too long. So, you know, come ask if you're really looking for a deal. Sometimes I can't even advertise in some brands the price I'd sell this at on our website because of some rules that we have about pricing cars below invoice. So give us a shout. Ask us, well, where's the really great deal? And we'll show you. There's all kinds of vehicles.
Kind of reminds me of a Where's the Beef commercial, but I don't have time to get into that right now. But anyway, Brad, and again, you're open 5 days a week or five and a half days a week for
six.
The 995 oil
for
change.
For the oil change, yes, and we're open till 6 o'clock tonight, changing oil and taking care of your vehicle needs. And then on Saturday, we're open from 7 to 1. The sales department is in winter hours now, so they close typically around 6 o'clock in the evening so they can get home. But we're always there to take care of you. If you let us know you're coming, we'll be there waiting for you.
Okay, and the website, of course, is open 24/7, 365. Same thing for the Community Center website, BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com. Get your tickets for the Nutcracker, either of or both performances this weekend.
Yep.
Thanks,
Joe. See everyone out there.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is